You may or may not know this, but I'm also a communication major, and I can both appreciate and be very critical of mass media. Radio, I think, at least spurs our creative thinking. Internet is at least interactive. But television, it's one-way communication, and for very often can be a very unproductive use of time. Have there been evenings in your life when you're totally bored and you are channel surfing? And you think you've watched television all evening and actually you've watched nothing? Just mindless stuff. Between sports, sitcoms, reality and game shows, there we are seated in front of the screen, just numb. And sometimes we need that, just thoughtless stuff, but sometimes it crosses all boundaries. Now if you spend hours and hours in front of the television, there's one thing I guarantee you will not do. Confront the deeper questions of life. And I think this is happening to generations of people. There's another culprit, your video games. It's another culprit. Sometimes, when I want to have serious conversations with people, I get the impression that someone has just stolen their brains away. It's like conversations are shallow. We talk about sports and everything else, but to enter into deep conversations, it's hard. It was a Greek philosopher, Socrates, who said, "An unexamined life is not worth living." The reason I'm talking about Socrates is because he was one of the earliest Greek philosophers. And you may be surprised it's got something to do with today's readings. Today's readings, the first reading, is taken from the Book of Wisdom, which was written in the latter half of the first century, when Greek culture was beginning to permeate much of the world because of Alexander the Great. I'm sure you study this in history. This guy was a young emperor who conquered much of the known world. Now, Greek philosophers were primarily concerned with the pursuit of knowledge and wisdom. The Jews were not left untouched by the Greek culture. In fact, the Greeks ruled over Israel and Palestine for about 200 years. Now the Jews had a dilemma at hand. How could they live as observant Jews in this Hellenized world? And one of the concerns they had to do with wisdom. For Greeks, wisdom comes from the pursuit of knowledge. It is a human endeavor. And that was not the case with Jews, who knew about wisdom as God's gift. They probably thought of Solomon, renowned for his wisdom that was given to him by God. So we have today's readings that talks about wisdom. Jews are concerned about their life under the Greeks. Both today's first reading and the gospel reading gives us insights into this gift of wisdom. The way the book of wisdom and the Jews dealt with wisdom, first of all, personifies wisdom. Wisdom is not a thing. Wisdom is a person. In today's reading, wisdom is called she. Not only that, but she is eager to make herself easily available to those who seek her. The Greeks went to school, Greek schools, for years and years and years and years, and they studied under philosophers and they labored hard to gain wisdom. Today, scripture says, it is easy to find wisdom if only you will seek her. In fact, wisdom is trying to reach out to people who seek her. Because wisdom is called she as a feminine, in Christian theology, the Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Wisdom. In fact, wisdom is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is often referred to as the feminine dimension of the Trinity. Here is where the gospel reading comes in. The parable of the five wise virgins and five foolish virgins tells us that without wisdom, which is a gift from God, it would be impossible to prepare well for eternity. So there is life then which is spent on frivolous things, sitting hours in front of the television or just being a sports buff or whatever you want to be, and then there is the life that is led like wise people who reflect upon their lives, who examine their lives, who come to God seeking wisdom so that they can live life from God's perspective. So here are my 3 points for today. First of all, the temptation to be foolish. And I'm calling it the temptation to be foolish. When did you last go to the stores? Have you noticed that Christmas decorations are already out? The last time I went, they were playing Silver Bells. And you know, this is very clever advertising, right? You make economically challenged people, you make their mood light, and guess what people are going to do? Whip out their credit cards, knowing that they are going to get further into debt. The businesses know that there are plenty of foolish virgins and non-virgins moving about in the stores. Did you hear Target is starting Black Friday at midnight? Macy's too? And people will camp outside these stores for days before the sale even begins? What about you? What about you? Thanksgiving is coming. Advent is coming. Christmas is coming. How can you and I be people who do not lose perspective? How can we be people who think and not fall for gimmicks? How can our lives have something deeper than just be busy buying or wasting our time over unreflected things? How can we live with our eyes firmly set on eternity? How can we make sure that our time on earth is spent bringing God's kingdom here on earth? And the answer is simple. Today's scripture is saying, seek wisdom. Seek to be wise. Be eager to be wise. Don't give in to the temptation to be foolish. My second point. Wisdom is a gift, but also a choice. Today's scripture tells us that the gift of wisdom is a choice that people have. So hear this from today's first reading. The author says, "She is readily perceived by those who love her and found by those who seek her." In today's gospel reading, the oil for the lamp represents wisdom. What oil is to the lamp, wisdom is to the human person. The wise virgins are called wise because they chose to have extra oil. They chose to be wise. The foolish virgins were foolish because they chose to be foolish. Now they asked the wise virgins to give them some oil, right? And they could not give it to them. Why? Because human beings cannot give wisdom to each other. The foolish virgins were looking for wisdom at the wrong place. It's only God who gives us wisdom. God is wisdom, and to seek wisdom is to seek God. Channel surfing, being a sports buff, being a compulsive shopper, wasting money on superficial things of life, being occupied with status and power may give us instant satisfaction, but it will only take us thus far. At some point, we will run out of oil. So we have the choice to seek God and live life from God's perspective. And that is wisdom. That is being wise. And this is freely available to anyone who chooses it. So as you leave the church today, as you leave from here today, we are leaving with a choice, isn't it? To live either foolish or wise lives. To choose to be either foolish or wise. My third point. There are really two points within my third point, but it's not too long. The Holy Spirit is wisdom. Eternity and God's perspective. You hear today's second reading, there are people who are very upset about those who have died. And they ask Paul the question, "Paul, Jesus is not back yet. What happens to those that have died?" And Paul says, "Don't worry about those that have died." He says, "We do not want you to be unaware." In other words, foolish. Don't be foolish about this, brothers and sisters, about those who have fallen asleep, so that you may not grieve like the rest, like foolish people who have no hope. In other words, St. Paul raises their mind to God's perspective and eternity. He says, keep your eyes on Christ. Be wise. Don't lose your perspective. Keep your eyes on Christ. Now, so if we are wise, Paul says, we will keep our eyes on Jesus who died and rose again. It would be foolish to think otherwise. In other words, in life and in death, wisdom becomes the hope of those who seek her. In life and in death, wisdom becomes the hope of those who seek her. Here's the second point within my third point. How can we become wise? Yes, we can choose. Yes, it is God's gift. How can we have wisdom? The best way to seek wisdom is to pray to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives the gift of wisdom. The gospel tells us the Father will give us anything we ask, particularly the Holy Spirit. Today's reading says, she hastens to make herself known in anticipation of their desire. Whoever watches for her at dawn shall not be disappointed, for he shall find her sitting by his gate. So this week, in your prayer, it would be great that all of us, one of the things we seek is God's wisdom. Pray particularly to the Holy Spirit. Please give me wisdom and knowledge and understanding so that I may not live my life foolishly. But in the wisdom that you give us, God, may we live our lives from the perspective of eternity, from your perspective. And if we do that, then the gospel reading will apply to us as well, which is when Christ comes or when we die, we will be ready to meet Christ. So as the bread and wine is brought forward and we ask the Holy Spirit to transform the bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, let us ask the Holy Spirit, the same Spirit, to transform us, our minds, our hearts, our lives, so that we may be ready for Christ when Christ comes. The people of God said,